When I was a kid, I had to memorize and then regurgitate the same thing every Christmas Eve. I can still remember the words. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to rest. Ever heard that before? That's Luke chapter 2, the most famous version of the Christmas story. When I was a kid, my mom forced me to put on the uncomfortable church shoes. I'd have to stand up with the Sunday school Christmas program and recite the same old story. I tried to zoom through it so I could get to the little brown paper bag with the candy and the fruit in the bottom and rush home to get the presents, what I really wanted on Christmas Eve. Which in all those years, I think I missed something really, really important. I missed the fact that in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree. Do you know what Caesar Augustus was? He was the first Roman emperor. He was actually the adopted great-nephew of Julius Caesar. He ruled from about 27 BC to about 14 AD when Jesus was about a teenager entering his 20s. He was famous for bringing the Pax Romana, the Roman peace, to the empire. And he was not a Christian. He was not a follower of the God of the Old Testament. In fact, he saw himself as divine, as literally part of the gods, a son of the gods themselves. And it wasn't just Caesar Augustus. He issued the decree while Quirinius was governor of Syria. You know who Quirinius was? The short version, he was not a godly man. He did not worship the true God that Christians worship today. So why am I telling you all that at Christmas? Well, can you imagine around the Christmas season living in a place where not everyone who calls the shots is a follower of Jesus? Crazy, huh? If you're anything like me, you've been inundated this year with midterm elections and fear and anxiety. Who's going to get into office? What's going to happen to our country? We heard again and again, this is the most important election of our lifetime. And for some of us, even as Christian people, we put our hope in the results of that election. Like, life can only be good and God can only bless us if these people are in power. So if that's how you feel, let me regurgitate the words I learned as a kid. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. And guess who also went up to his own town to register? Joseph. And guess who he took with him? Mary. And when they got down to Bethlehem, guess who was born? Jesus. So the greatest thing in the world that gives us hope and forgiveness and salvation, a place in God's family, a place in heaven. Guess when it happened? While Caesar Augustus was on the throne, when unchristian, ungodly people were calling the shots. So Christians, I don't care where you live. I don't care who your senators or representatives. It doesn't matter who our president, who sits on the Supreme Court. What matters more than anything is that God is not bound by human authority, that God does great things in bad times. So next time you're scrolling through your Facebook feed, next time you open the paper, next time the cable news makes you afraid, maybe you could recite and memorize the same words I did as a kid. In those days, Caesar Augustus. And you could smile and remember that our God does incredible things in very difficult times. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, when you were born, there were not good people making decisions. When you died on the cross, the Roman Empire was led and the church was governed by people who did not have the Holy Spirit in their hearts. And when you rose from the dead, when you conquered death and accomplished our salvation, it wasn't because all the people were in the right positions of authority. It's because you're God and you do what's best for your people. I pray you would make us as Christians abnormal in a world that lives in fear and puts its hope in the headlines and elections. Help us to be the kind of people who put our hope in you because you're God and you're our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that even in difficult times, you are working everything out for the good of those you love, for your church, for us. We pray this all confidently and with so much hope because we pray it in your name. Amen.